Three, two, one, baby, okay. Let's go. Welcome to the Real Dilly Talk Show, where you got the three gooniest goons at this point, all talking at one time out this motherfucker, baby. Like, so ultimately, it's myself, Mar. I got Sean Jones on here, and I got that boy, Brian Rothwell, the third.
Talk to him.
Off. Oh, you know, I'm talking to him, homie. Now, I want to touch base on something. LeBron bloodying motherfuckers' noses. Like, somebody please tell me why. I saw the highlight on ESPN. I did not watch the game. Did not watch the game at all. You know, football was on, so I kind of took precedence to that. But what the hell?
Oh, my God. That's
still trying to figure out how Russ got a tech.
Yo, still trying to figure it out.
Still Wait, trying to
Russ
figure it
got
out.
A tech, too?
Cause Russ, just because he see? Threw – see?
What the fuck?
Just because Russ threw his hands up.
He right.
Ready to mix.
What are you, wait. So Russ squared up, or he just like flailed the arms
bro,
up?
Bro, did you not see Isaiah Stewart? That motherfucker was trying to get at LeBron, bro.
Mm.
Like, if trying to get through security was a person, bro, that was him.
Oh,
that motherfucker was mad as shit.
Bro, I switched courses and was about to come out the other tunnel,
yo.
Bro.
Damn.
Bro, he was walking away. He was like, I'm cool. And then hit the little corner. Trying to get around. I said, oh, he for real. I said, oh, he coming. I'm just mad that they said Brown was scared. That's fucked up.
Well, Brown, like, from the highlight.
Maybe scared of losing endorsements.
Yeah, but Brown was in his face the whole time.
Endorsements? Brown was going to lose his life. Brown was going to kill that man.
Oh, fact.
And lose it all.
Fact.
He was betting. he said, screw it, I'm betting all on me.
Right.
So he said, fuck, bet on red. I'm betting on Brown.
And nigga Brown said, hey, form a line in front of me.
Hold me back, because if I get to him, it's a wrap.
Y'all see DeAndre Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what
my
this
God.
Fool do? What this fool do?
He played the best defense of his life, bro.
Bro, that nigga.
He wasn't like nobody
bro,
threw.
That's what I'm saying. Brown was like, hey, security. That nigga formed a line.
Damn.
Come on, man. You know, that's the NBA, bro. Brown is the NBA. You're not just going not punch on no LeBron. Well, first off, you ain't going to fuck LeBron up no matter who you are.
I mean, granted, he is the king of the flop. I'm just saying.
But listen.
That's my opinion. I'm just pointing that out.
All I'm going to say is, ain't no rookie going to get LeBron that mad. Now, if it was like, after all the people he done been through, like Ron Artest and all these other physical motherfuckers. No, you can't let no dude from the Pistons that might not even be there for the rest of the season do that.
That's fair. You make a solid point there, bro. But, you do make a solid point there.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't. It's tough though because his eye was fucking bleeding. Like that shit was. You so thought Brian? You thought Brian hit any more than once? God damn.
Because I seen the hit like initially. Where he like whacked me right in the eye, and I'm like, all right, damn, he don't look that bad. But then afterwards, I'm like, damn. But
yeah,
he
was
crucial.
Up.
Like, what happened to you, player?
Yeah, that shit was crucial.
Mm-mm, I'm cool. Like, granted, Bron, he would have murdered that man, honestly. I agree. I think if they really got into an altercation,
come on now.
Bron, big as shit. Like,
come on now. Come on now.
But then again, the young boy was probably, you know, got a pep in his step. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Bron, you never know. You never know.
Bron becoming a pop out here. You know what I'm saying? He can't be like,
there we go.
Shit, if I was him, I'd have waited till the game got back on. Soon Brown went to the rack. I'd have given him a whole elbow. I think it was Andrew Bynum years ago that did it to JJ.
Oh, yeah,
Barrett.
I remember that. Oh, I remember that. God. Oh, my. I remember that. He God. Hurt That's... that poor man.
Boy.
He oh, hurt that God. Man. I thought JJ Barrett was dead.
Elbow that nigga out there.
I thought JJ Barrett was dead after that.
Bro, that nigga was in the air though. Like, like he was in the air because he's short. So when he jumped, Bynum kind of like elevated him a little bit.
That yeah, you're up. Right. I remember seeing him like, put him up higher than what he was. I'm like, did you just
nigga? You out here
trying to do hitting with the shuri with the what the what's that move? Street Fighter? Show you can.
Except you like, feel me?
Like,
hey, fatality, my man.
Finish him.
Right.
Finish him.
Step right in, give him a little
like when you're
Come on now.
Damn.
Oh yeah, man. So, oh my God. Did you guys watch the rest of the game after that or see the highlights?
Like I did caught not. some of the highlights. I didn't even watch the whole game. Like, bro, I was out at another event at the time. So.
Bro, the Lakers was down by 10 when that shit happened. They came back and won, and then Westbrook dunked on one of the dudes, man. Oh, my God. You know when Russ get a dunk on a motherfucker, it's a wrap.
Oh, he'd be getting, out that joint. You on a poster.
Right. He'd be out there.
You a poster.
What the fuck is this? He be cracking me up. His faces be having me dead, bro.
Like all his faces, even his like what the fuck face. Be like,
yo, he's crazy, yo, man. He's crazy. That nigga crazy.
Right.
I would never fuck with Russell Westbrook. I'm cool.
Bro, why are we on topic of basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, Ben Simmons. I'm just gonna go there. I'm going there now.
Man, let me tell you something about it.
Let me tell you something about
Benny Hunter.
Listen. Hold on. Before you even do that, I ain't talking about this situation with nobody. All right? Nobody. All my friends that are sports fans and all that shit, I ain't talking to none of them about this shit at all. Sir, please, if you ain't going to play, just tell the team that you want out. Like, just get cut. Do something.
Yeah, he's making it.
Just cut the motherfucker at this point.
He's making it bad for people that really got mental issues. Like, right. Because he's using that shit as like a... You know what I'm saying? Right. Ain't nothing wrong with him.
No, it's nothing wrong with him. He just don't want to get fined no more.
Not mentally, anyway.
Because my thing is, if there was something wrong with you, you would let the team doctors do their evaluation. Damn. I just caught on to what he said. Oh, Lord.
You know what I'm saying?
If there was something physically wrong with you mentally, you would literally let them evaluate you. Why aren't you letting them evaluate?
Right.
Because ain't nothing wrong with you. You just don't want to be there no more.
He refuses to be evaluated.
Bro, like, he won't let the team. Wow. He will not let the team doctors evaluate him. And it's like he's against it because he don't want to play in Philly no more. But, bro, I'm pretty sure there's got to be somebody, some sort of like city representative or some sort of representative that played for the city. Listen, when you come to this team and you come to this city, you better be prepared for the bullshit. Like, they don't play.
Bro, not even that, bro. Niggas work retail and will do less or do more for less money. You know what I'm saying? You refuse to be evaluated. You make hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars. You ain't going to get an evaluation. You ain't even going to try to, like, lie. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to do it at all. Come on, bro.
I mean, honestly, dog, I knew something was kind of off with him when we started dating the damn Kardashian. That kind of gave it away.
Jenner, right? No, it was Jenner. Right?
I don't give a damn. That's still a Kardashian to me. But yeah,
I mean, at least they're like the renovated version, though.
Damn!
Oh wow!
Wow!
They're younger, right? Or no?
Jenner's younger.
Oh yeah, they like the renovated version. But I'm just like, bro, like the whole playoffs last year. This man, they put him to the foul line. How many times? And you know they're going to do it, but you do not elevate your game by working on your foul shot. And you know they're going to put you on the line because you suck at foul shooting.
Too busy playing Warzone. That's what I call it.
That don't compute to me. Like, that does not compute to me. Because if I know that the whole time I'm getting forced to the line because I can't shoot, that seems like you can't shoot, motherfucker. Like, they gonna do it. So why not work on something to prove them wrong? I mean, God forbid he went to, instead of him dunking the ball, he decided to pass it like a jackass. But, you know, we ain't gonna talk about that.
He didn't learn anything from the Patriots, bro.
Bro, you know what? Send this motherfucker. Let him go wherever he wants to go.
Say who to the Patriots?
Oh, shit.
No, I said he didn't learn anything from the Patriots. Passing the ball instead of, my bad.
Oh, damn, he done went there. He done went there. Brian, you still there, bro? You kind of quiet.
I'm looking for my rolling papers. I'm sorry.
We getting the affairs in order.
I'm struggling to find my keys right now, to find my rolling papers.
If we wasn't doing this remotely, I would say I got you.
No, who are you talking about going to the Patriots though?
No, he wasn't saying. He was saying like he should learn from the Patriots.
Who?
Ben Simmons. Instead of him passing the ball.
Passing the ball.
Oh yeah. That's funny.
That shit.
Nah, fuck. Man, let me tell you something about Ben Simmons. That motherfucker makes so much money. Oh my God. To do nothing.
Literally. Like, granted, I'm gonna keep it a beam. His defense is good. It wasn't the greatest, right? But when he was on the floor, it did create problems. But my man, there's two sides to basketball. You can be a great defensive player, but you gotta at least take the shot. Like, my God, man, you had open looks and you ain't taking no shots.
Right.
What the hell is the point?
You feel me? Like, trying to blame Embiid. Like, bro, what are you talking about? Like, and, what are you talking about?
But my thing is, Embiid tried to work with him.
Right.
He wants to be a star of the show. And it's like, man, you're not star potential. Damn, sure Blake enough. Griffin played better than you.
Hey, yo.
And he is. Hold up. Nah, real shit, though. Blake Griffin sat right there, shot 2 threes in a game. And
well, you can go down a long. Plaque. You can go down a long list now because Dwight Howard out here shooting threes.
Yeah, it's like, bro, come on, man. You got these Bulls who can barely shoot threes, shooting threes, at least attempting to, and you over here, nope, I'm gonna pass the ball. I got to open look, but I'm gonna pass the ball. You know, they made plays for you designed to where you get open to shoot the three, and you don't shoot it. Or if you do shoot it, it's like a wing and a prayer because it's so slow. Like,
right.
How's your center shooting threes faster than you?
Bro,
and you're half his weight class. Like,
bro, it's fucking little ass kids that shoot better than Ben Simmons. That shit is sad. Motherfuckers got 24-hour access to a gym and can't shoot.
I don't get
like,
it.
Like, how can you wake up every day to play basketball? Like,
bro, like me and Sean linked up and we shoot.
Just you. You don't have to just shoot on the court. Like, I wonder what he does. Like, does he just lay? Does he do layup lines or something? Like,
probably. Because they kept putting out the videos of him, like, shooting around. And, oh, he's shooting the threes at practice. But where is that translating into the game? Like, stop.
Right.
Stop like, teasing us with this bullshit. Like, if you're not going to do this in an actual game, what's the point?
Right.
Right.
What's the purpose? Like, that makes no sense. That doesn't make any viable sense. Like, so I wasted $144 million on your ass? All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
No, that's not why.
It's not fine. Jimmy, they should have just let Jimmy stay and kick Ben to the fucking curb at that point.
Right, but it was Ben's fault. Ben said he ain't like Jimmy. Yeah, he said he ain't like playing with Jimmy.
Because Jimmy a killer. That's why.
I'm like, bro, if you're not going to shoot
him,
bro,
Ben don't have killer mentality on the court.
Killer.
Ben not even
getting in the car.
Damn.
God damn. Holy shit.
Killer, you got to work your way up to be a killer.
He said this nigga ain't even getting in the car.
God.
That nigga Ben on. Nah, I'm cool.
Come on, bro. He ain't even getting in the car.
Bro, that nigga ain't even getting in the wheel, bro. Come on, bro. What's fucked up is you in Philadelphia passing up a dunk for a pass.
And you had a clean dunk, too.
And then the pass wasn't even a good pass.
Didn't the pass get stolen?
No, he passed it to Tyboy. Tyboy got fouled and missed the free throws. You know how motherfuckers be missing free throws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know he pissed off now because that boy Tyrese Maxey out there getting buckets for days now. From the last game, I saw Maxey look good. Like, he young and he want to play. So he's like, look, if you don't want to play, motherfucker, I'll take your spot then.
That's how it is. Niggas hungry out here. Somebody got to eat.
Right? Like, look, these boys, this young men trying to make a fucking name for themselves. They ain't worried about you.
Sure?
Like, they want you to play there, and you probably were influential to them at some point. But if you, beef is your. Hold on, I'm just trying to be positive here, all right?
Ben Simmons?
I'm
just
being positive now. Oh, shit.
Influential. Let me tell you something.
I can see your face right now.
Yo.
I can see your face right now. I
could just imagine Joe right giving me the bag and I'm hitting it. And you say influential and I just look up. Influential? Whoa.
Influential.
Whoa. Young Dolph was more influential than Ben Simmons.
Listen.
All right. Listen. Since we went there, here's the thing. Sean, shit. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you right now. This is it.
Shit, Donald Trump might have been there. More influential than Ben Simmons.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Hold on. Wait. But Sean, he already brought it up.
Maybe the vice president. I ain't going to say Trump.
since Brian brought it up, Sean, you up, bruh.
Man, I don't even listen. I don't even know what to say. I've been upset, you know, since it happened and everything. You know, we was talking about the Dolphin and everything. It's one of them situations where, like, I forget the dude's name off of the Raiders, the receiver that you were talking about.
Henry Ruggs, yeah.
It's the same type of situation.
He had a lot of carpet in his house for a name like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel bad for the young boy.
For who? Ruggs?
I mean, like, granted.
Nah. Overall, yeah.
We'll get into that. Let Sean finish. We'll get into that. I got to say about that. That has to get discussed.
Yeah.
I just feel like in that kind of circumstance, just to kind of keep it short, you know, you just always want to see a person of color winning, you know, coming from absolutely nothing, you know, both of his parents being on drugs and everything. And, you know, he just made the best of his situation. It was just one of the most authentic and real people out there. And it just sucks when you see people not appreciate that. And everybody who's going to be affected negatively by him not being here and his influence around and everything. But at the same time, there's also the counter of all of the people that were really influenced by him and those people that still listen to his music to this day. And, you know, his music helped change people's lives. And what I think is kind of funny is it's like a sports podcast. We're talking about music and everything. One of the most popular memories that I remember having was watching ESPN. And I forget, what's the show with the two Spanish dudes? It's the one older dude. With the glasses.
Fuck! I know who you're talking about. Man, they talk fast as shit. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Damn. What the fuck is that shit called?
I don't know.
Damn. I don't know, but
the old dude was singing the hook from Dolph's song, and I couldn't believe I was seeing this shit on ESPN. Yeah. He's like, "What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? F, how you feel? How?" I was like, "What? Hold on, like, yeah, this shit is actually, like..."
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, bro. But it was just, like, one of them things, bro, like, I don't know. I don't want to get too off topic because I know it's a sports podcast and everything.
Oh, nah, brother, remember, man, this ain't about sports no more, my man. This is about whatever we want it to be, brother. Like, we just talk it up, but...
Yeah, it's life, bro. We talk about everything.
And this is something where, like... Roll
one up for Dolph, then.
Do it. But this is something where, like, I don't know if y'all listened to the little promo I put out for... You know, since we revamped things and put that little promo out there, this is something where I was saying, like, yo, like, everybody, please, like, dead ass, please, check in on your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, make sure your people's is good. And if you are somebody that need that help, and granted, this is a different circumstance, but if you are somebody who needs to seek that help, no matter what it is, please definitely go seek it. Because all the crap that's been going on in news and everything else, like, good for the love of God, I've literally read a thing on 6ABC about a mom that was pregnant, literally just left her baby shower and got. Like,
oh, yeah, in Philly, right?
Wow.
Yeah, in Philly.
So like, yeah, so it's like, yo, like, seriously, y'all, like, the shit's got to end at some point. Will it ever? Who knows? But,
man,
like, say I love you to your people, yo. Like, family, friends, loved ones, be there for them, because this shit's fucking insane. Like,
the main goal is, you know, of course, it's, I don't want to say it's always going to happen, but we got to get the number down. Mainly, you know what I mean? Baby steps. Like, the number of murders a year, that shit got to drop.
And that's like, to those listening, right? Like, we are in that Philadelphia, Delaware area, and it's sad. It literally is sad. Like, I've never seen totals this high over the bullshit. Like, for what? I get it. Bullets have no names on them. I mean, unless you engrave one. I mean, that's up to you. But bullets have
You're a rich motherfucker.
Names on them, right?
I'll tell you one thing. You engrave a motherfucking nigga name, you better not miss.
Right?
I know that's right.
And it's like, y'all, it's just getting out of pocket. That's all I had to say. Yeah, extra to that part. Yeah. Like, it just,
I just want to let the people know that, you know, Dolph was getting cookies for his mom. You feel me? I go to Insomnia for my mom all the time.
Yeah. Oh,
and I just dare a motherfucker one day. Like, I don't know. That shit really just made me like, damn, you can't even go get cookies for your mom?
Can't even go get cookies. This shit
and it's crazy thing. Because, you know what I mean? Like, he was strapped up, so it wasn't like he was out there, you know, no weapon. But God.
Yeah, he fired back. I don't know if you heard.
Right. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, he was just outnumbered. You know what I mean? Like, they just really had to drop on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the drop. Like, that's the only thing I don't like about being famous, man. That shit is crazy.
And me and Sean had this conversation. Remember, Sean, I said, look, I don't care. Once you get famous, you can't go back to your old hood no more. Because it's an instant target on your back.
Well,
bro, there's a
especially Memphis. Oh, my
yes. God. There's a clip of Nori talking to Dolph on Drink yep. Champs, and yep. he's literally like asking him, so yo, like, you don't got a spot out in Memphis no more, right? And he's like, yeah, you know, I still got a little spot in Memphis. I stay in Atlanta, but you know, I still got a little spot out there. And he's just like, man, you know, in light of what happened to Chinks, you know, not at the time, but you know, what happened to Vaughn and everything else, mm-hmm. like, you know, just it's a pattern of us going back home. Trying to show love, trying to support the people and everything, and just unfortunate situations and
yeah,
end up leaving.
Especially,
so one thing,
right? Especially because you know, especially because we come from a hood, so it's different from a person that grew up in a fucking suburban, wasn't that bad town. They can, you know, they of course they can go the fuck back home,
right?
You know, somebody that was born in fucking Middletown, Delaware, like you know.
But my thing is like this: like when you famous, bro, like and you like you see it. When you're famous, it's all hands out, right? Like, hands be coming out. And it's like, all right, cool. And you want to give back to the community from which you came from. But how much can you truly give before it becomes a point to where, yeah, they just going to keep milking you dry?
Well, I mean, at least for Dolph, that wasn't really his case. True. He just really needed more security. I just think, like, maybe Dolph thought, like, I knew Dolph knew who he was, but he might have thought he wasn't as big as he really was. You know what I mean? Like, they only really had, like, one or two people with you going back home. I tell you this right now. When I go back home, I'm not even driving my car, nigga. I'm in the suburban tenant.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even going to know I'm coming
home. You ain't got to tell me twice, shit.
Soon I get out of the car, you ain't recording. Especially the hood we from?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Especially where you and I are from?
Let me tell you something, nigga. Let me tell you something. I'll send my whole family back to the hood, and I'll be on that bitch Zoom. Yo, right? Giving back to the trap. Appreciate y'all. I ain't got to come back. You ain't got to go back to your hood to do things for it.
Nah, you can do shit remotely these days, hell.
I get where y'all are coming from, but like background-wise, I don't know if y'all knew, his great-great, I believe it was his great-great-great-grandfather, was a slave.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things that was really important to him was his family and his
family history and everything.
So for him, like, so a lot of people have been saying, like, you know, he like had his ego, he had the beef with Yo Gotti, he had like the bulletproof album with all the titles basically egging somebody on to be like, yo, like, you tried to shoot me, I'm bulletproof.
Yeah,
fuck
Yo Gotti.
You, like, straight disrespect, right? But at mm-hmm. the same time, it says a lot about an individual who is that famous, who doesn't want to come back and be driven around by a driver. He wanted to do that shit himself.
He wanted to be him.
The face out in the streets with the people to show that those are his people. And that's where he was from, like, coming back home and just going to the store and just grabbing some cookies shouldn't be some shit where you really have to look over your shoulder and wonder if a nigga's just gonna kill you. And that's, I'm sorry, I don't believe that them niggas that even shot him were even from Memphis.
They were probably hired by
somebody completely different. It could have been some shit from the record label.
Right, but it wasn't
he
even
owned
like
all of his masters.
Right, but it wasn't even like he was at the draw for a hot minute or something. Like, God damn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't take it that long to buy cookies. Right.
Yeah, he just walked in.
Like, they had to be following him from the jump.
They were.
And I tell you one thing, they the geek for fucking driving around in a fucking two-door car. Them motherfuckers was in a two-door fucking Mercedes-Benz coupe. I'm like, who the fuck was
an uncomfortable murder,
right? Like, hey, all paging all officers, just looking for a white Benz coupe. It shouldn't be hard to find in Memphis. The fuck,
right?
Like everybody drive one. You know what I'm saying, on a daily,
right?
That shit is retarded, though, man. Got my boy out of here like that.
That shit don't make any sense, man. It really doesn't
make no damn sense, but.
Yeah, it's just tough, man. Like, that shit is so tough. Like, it's just so tough.
And it leads me back to what I was saying. Like, dog, this shit is just getting old. For real.
Yes, and,
like,
yeah, and a lot of people be homebodies, man. You can't be afraid to, you know what I'm saying, outside that comfort zone.
Like, celebrities, non-celebrities, this shit is just, it's every fucking day. Like, every goddamn day. Lord forgive me for using his name in vain like that, but it's every day. It's another homicide, another killing, another shooting, another something. It's like, damn.
Do y'all think in a way that Dolph was trying to, like, help resolve that by having his presence in Memphis like that and being with the people?
Well, you know, just from following Dolph all these years, and, man, listen, that motherfucker donated, he's been giving back millions of dollars to his community, you know what I mean? Just doing little shit like creating little AAU camps for kids and paying for the whole thing, you know what I mean? Trying to give kids some type of way out, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's tough, but I just think that he was going home, like, too often, you know what I mean? Like, especially, like, you know how COVID affected all of us, you know what I mean? You can only imagine how COVID affected motherfuckers that live in Memphis.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, where the cost of living is very low. You know what I mean? To the point where you gotta commit a crime to fucking to live your life. That shit is crazy, man.
His wife was involved with a group called Black Men Deserve to Live. It was basically going over, like, these similar situations and stuff and just trying to, like, raise the awareness and just trying to stop the violence and everything. That's what I find to be mad ironic about the whole thing.
I pray his kids be cool, man, because, most girls that grow up damaged like that, man, they ain't going to give a fuck about being with a guy. They just going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, and his daughter when they get close with her.
Right. Mm. And now she's going to grow up without a dad. That's hard.
Man, I saw the video of him brushing her hair. And his wife was like, oh, so you don't want me to braid your hair? You want daddy to braid it? Oh, my God, bro.
Come on, man.
Shit's crazy.
Come on, man. You found me one rapper that brushed their fucking daughter head.
Never seen
it. Hey, never seen it.
Never seen it.
Never seen it. God damn.
Shit, I mean, I ain't trying to play nobody, but just for the dad to even be in the life in general. I ain't never seen him with his kids before. I know he got a lot, though. No disrespect to Future, that nigga fire.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was just saying, like, Future as an example. Like, I know he got a lot of kids and shit. I've never really seen him with the kids. I mean, he's probably pictured out there.
Future be with his kids, but he said, because, you know, the way he dressed and shit, he said a lot of people be stealing his swag and stuff from his social media, so he don't post on social media like that ever. Yeah, like, if you go on his page, that nigga only got, like, 3 pictures on his Instagram.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, like, he don't post at all. You know what I mean? But, you know, one of the kids lives with Sierra, too, so. And then, of course, the other baby moms he got, but. Yeah, that motherfucker take care of them all, man.
I'm gonna say, how many damn kids this motherfucker got? Damn.
Who, Future?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Future. Future baby mom took him to court, and he had to give her $60,000 a week for child support. You know what, Future's? If you wanted shoe money, you could have just asked for it.
Oh, wow.
like what?
$60,000 yeah, come on, a man. Week, though?
And he didn't give a fuck, bro. That's the crazy part about it. He said, if you wanted shoe money, who the fuck shoes cost $60,000 a week? That motherfucker got some motherfucking footwear. Wild, you hear me? Bro. Right.
That's fucking wild.
That is crazy. That kid gonna grow. Like, come on, man. Oh, that's dope. You know what? Can we talk about this topic now? This child support thing. This always been a thing on my mind, especially because I grew up with my dad paying my mom child support. Okay.
Like, the way they determine how much a motherfucker get, they got to figure that shit out.
Bro, I think it's another system designed to keep the black man down.
Come on, man.
Like, We're a person of color. Here's the thing, though. When it comes to, and I know there's probably some ladies out there listening, so by all means, please, please, like, shoot the message over on the Facebook page, whatever. But
listen, when we get legit, we're going to have motherfuckers calling in.
Oh, yeah. But, like, my thing is, I know I got some homies of mine who have, who are on child support style things, and it's like, it's geared towards the moms. Like, honestly, if you think about it, it's geared towards the moms already.
Of course. Of course. Let me tell you something. My mom always told me, my mom best friend, like, growing up, her best friend was a judge, and she always told me, like, her judge told her, no woman judge is ever, ever going to take a woman away from their child.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a daughter. Especially a daughter. But she told me that's what the judge told her. Like, that's a judge thing. Like, all women are like, nah. No.
It has to be some true mess.
You
got to
be on some drugs or some major drugs in their life.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like a black woman was dating like a white guy that was rich. And now, you know, he just using his power to make sure she don't get no type custody type shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it got to be something crazy. But yeah, like, I don't know, man, because 60K a week, that's what? 240K a month?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's millions of dollars a year. Like, no child needs $1 million a year. You know, 1 million, cool. But come on now. 60K a week, man. There's nothing a child needs that costs that much weekly. I don't care who your child is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Unless it's on, like, some special needs or some shit where, like, certain things cost a lot of money. But come on now. That kid ain't about to be going out to no five-star restaurant wearing Balenciaga and all that. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Right.
They got to stop trying to regulate that shit. Like, that shit cool.
I mean, there's a lot of things in the justice system need to be changed, but we're not going to get into
that. Yeah, but like, you know, I think it should be based on the mom's income too. Like, you're going to take, a dad to court and you don't have a job at all. We should,
yeah,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
That's something I think should be considered. Because like I said, I got a few friends who are, some friends who don't, who are maybe potentially like walking out the door. I don't know. Like, shit like that. And it's like, yo, like, you really got to pay attention because they don't necessarily pull from the mother's income and use that in the advantage of them. Now, granted, if she's working, I feel like, hey, y'all should be pulling from that too. Like, hey, look at her income, look at my income. Let's come with a common denominator of a number. Bet. But a lot of the times it's so one-sided. Well, I'm not working right now, Your Honor. And it's like, oh, so I got to take care of her and the kid and her too? Like, how?
Right. And like, technically got to take care of them.
But a lot of these moms out here be on that shit, dude. They milk the fuck.
Bro, listen, let me tell you, man. My mom, I seen it firsthand. My dad, he used to pay like $80 a week. And calm shit. My mom took him back. He ended up paying $200 a week.
Mm,
you know what I mean? And he got paid weekly. You know what I mean? So you can only imagine to a weekly check, that shit probably broke his fucking pocket. But, you know, on top of that, right, but on top of that, they'll ask for money outside of that. And I'm like, look, nigga, it's bound. Look, if I'm giving, I wish somebody would. At, like, 60K a week, and you talking about you need extra money? Nope, ain't happening. Sorry. Phone broke, dead, ain't no way in hell. Like, my mom used to never really even give me any of the money besides, like, lunch money for school, all of it, you know what I mean? But it ain't like I need $200 for fucking for school. But, like, I'll ask for something. She'll be like, you better ask your dad. And I'm like, bro, he paying $200 a week of child support. I'm not about to call him and he snap on me. Come on now. That's black knowledge right there. Every black man would do that.
I mean, and that's how it kind of was sometimes, too. Like, even with my mom and pops. Like, my dad, I don't even know why I was going to say this shit on here. But let's just put it this way. Pops tried to deny me at one point. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he didn't want to do it. And I'm going to keep it a bean. And it was like, all right.
Yeah, he probably felt he wasn't ready. A lot of pressure.
don't know what. And the other thing too, though, don't know what he was going through on his side at the time.
Exactly.
Even though we have the mindset of no excuses, because that's how we are now. But people
but that paved the way. Like, I don't hold that against him, because it's like, you know what? What was going on his side of things too? So
right.
And that's fine and dandy and all, but like just looking at how that system is. And how it is set up and how it is performed. It's like, yo, it's definitely very one-sided, yo. Like, it is one-sided thing I've ever witnessed.
Man, I don't know how people do it, bro. I promise you, man. Like, if I was married and had a kid, man, I don't know. I might just stick through it through the 18. When that motherfucker get old, bitch, get out.
Boy, that shit more one-sided than what the Eagles. Listen,
ain't about to tax me.
Brother, that shit's more one-sided than the Eagles game.
Oh my god, that shit is embarrassing, man. Like, because it's so based on your income, you know what I mean? Like especially, you know, like say if you have a kid and then you break up, now you gotta pay child support. You know what I'm saying? Your rent automatically going up because you paying your own rent. It ain't split no more. You know what I'm saying? And now you got some deductibles coming out your check too. Mm-hmm. Oh, can't nobody ask you for shit? I'd be mad at the world.
Yeah, like
motherfucker, be like, yo, you got man, I ain't got no money, man. You know how much the child support costs me, man? Be slapping on motherfuckers all day long.
I know a homie that's paying like damn near. He pays what he get paid biweekly, and he paid like damn near $2,000. And yeah, it's sad, like to see that happen to him. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, you know, yeah, right. But you know what's also the scheme? You know, a lot of black folks that get a job that's under the table, so they don't have to pay child support.
Damn. You hate to see it.
Smart, yeah, like if, you own a, like if you own a food truck, you ain't got to pay child support. That's under the table. Don't nobody know how much money you're bringing in.
That's true.
It's all cash.
That's true. It's all cash at that point.
Yeah. Besides, I mean, you know, you get a payment system and then, you know, that shit tracked, of course, but yeah. I ain't gonna know what your monthly income is. You gotta tell motherfuckers you got a food truck. Like in court, that shit don't matter. You have no job. You do not work. You are not employed. I remember watching the Shah. This one dude, he had like kids with four different baby moms, and he worked at a food truck, and he went to court, and he had to pay child support. That shit was crazy.
Damn, yeah, like, it's tough though, man. I don't want to be in that situation. Like,
can it be the other way around though? Like, can you ask for custody, man, and then get the wife to pay child support? That shit works.
It never goes. I mean, the only way, it's rare for that.
But
it
you gotta happen. Be rich. You gotta
it does
be,
happen,
you gotta
but it's very. It's not
you gotta
that.
Be Jeff
like,
Bezos for that shit.
But it's not even that, because you gotta think about it too. One thing they look at is there a stable household for the child, right?
Right.
Even when they evaluate that shit, even if you gotta pay the most bread, when especially when it comes to that custody stuff. Is who has the better stable household for the child, because they look at the child's interest over that. Like, look, when here's the messed up part though, the dad's gotta have everything lined up, have a crib, everything, no hazardous things, nothing. But they will sometimes be like, well, you know, you have this, but the child needs to be with their mother. But it's like, well, their mother doesn't have a stable home, or she lives with a friend, and that's not really a stable home. Right, like you can pull whatever you want to try to say, but they always evaluate it. But it's just automatic; it's going to the mother.
Right. Other thing too, though, you know, for the guys leave, you know, technically the mom can come back and get any time.
Yeah,
like you know what I mean. Like, say if your mom's like if the mom on drugs or just crazy or something, left for like 10 years, she can come back and be like, "Yep, pull up with my kid, nigga. I want my son." And ain't nothing you can do about it. That should be crazy.
Nope. It is what it is. You stuck with the result.
Right. That's why, man, it's tough, man.
There's so much stuff going on in this world, bro, where it's like, how are we still, like, how
remember,
are we
matter of fact,
with
remember
this?
Our manager at AT&T, Mark?
Yeah.
Remember, he was only staying with his wife because his son. You know what I mean? You know, he was out cheating on her. With the girl, I don't know if Mar ever met her. Like, the lady used to come into the store, her name was Kim.
Yeah.
Office and shit at the job. I'm like,
oh my god.
Wait, calm out.
Bro, what? Just a fucking office, bro. Like, allegedly. If you ever, if you had to open with Mark and you're wondering how he's there already, He been there, nigga. We ain't got to be there until 7 o'clock, knocking it down.
Man, bro, oh, man. The whole man business out there.
No, I mean,
oh,
Mark's
my
out
God,
there
we going to get...
AT&T, nigga.
Oh, my God, we're going to get taken off the damn air, yo. We're going to get taken shit. Down and shit.
But, you know, but, yeah, just like, you know what I'm saying, some people really be staying in it just for the sun. But, you know, when he got older, he finally actually got a divorce. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some people eventually really just try to stick it out. Point. Right, you can, yeah. I mean, listen, man, if you ain't happy...
Can't stick it out forever.
It's tough if you sign. I ain't gonna hold you. If you didn't sign a prenup, man, bro, leave. Man. What the fuck? Bounce. Shit. If you got a prenup, though, man, hey, I'll leave and just stay married for real.
Yeah. You right. You right. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? It's tough, it though, definitely... man. Corey Holcomb, he was saying, like, I don't know why, like, he was saying, like, he wants to be with another woman. He wouldn't get married again. He would just sign, like, a contract. Instead of being, like, to the state by law where you got to give them this much money and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, to the government itself. And I was like, man, God. But, you know, because technically, you feel me, getting married with a prenup, you could just have a prenup. You know what I'm saying? Just, if y'all stop fucking with each other, you can agree to look out this, that, you know what I'm saying? But, true. You know. Because, you know, you don't, you know, marriage is just, you know. I mean, everybody got their own take, but you know, like, you don't feel pressured if you're being with someone for 8 years or some shit, and you're like, damn, I might have to marry this girl. Like, no, if y'all going cool, let it go, unless you feel like you're ready. But you know,
and that's
like some people, like some guys, because you know, some guys selfish, they'll marry a woman because they don't want to see that woman with anyone else,
and that's how it should be.
Right, she's still gonna end up with somebody else if she
because
really
she's gonna force her that way. But yep. The majority of times when it happens like that, you're going to force her to somebody else because the love ain't love. It's selfishness. It's greed. It's
right.
That's it. And that's not true right. Love. That's affecting more shit than it is fixing the bullshit. You added to it. So eventually right, that right. Stress is going to push that person. And this goes for the fellas too. It eventually will force that person to be like, you know what? I'm getting this sort of attention, or I'm getting this vibe from this person, and it's nice. Like, I'm not feeling pressured. I'm not feeling like I have to be attached to this. I'm not feeling like I have to go through all these things. And it honestly, it probably feels great to be like, damn, this person appreciates me for me, not because I'm a trophy. Like, that's ultimately it. Like, the motherfuckers be treating women like trophy wives. And
yeah, bro, they be
women
trying to
don't
do
like
the
that shit.
No, they don't. Especially guys like, they'll complain to their woman.
I mean, granted, now if they're a gold digger, then they probably do like their shit. But I'm just saying,
right. But you know, some people they'll complain about their significant other, and then like start thinking about them dating someone else or some shit. They're like, nah, he's staying with me. Nah. I'm gonna just deal with the bullshit and complain the rest of my life. Like,
nah. Man, you gotta be happy though. That complaining about shit ain't gonna fix nothing.
Fuck no. I wish.
Like, what is that gonna fix?
Right. Like, I couldn't imagine. Like, I'm like, yo, Jones, how you and your lady? He complaining to me every day. I'm like, yo, bro, you might as well dip me. I don't know what you're staying for. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
see, Jones knows I have a friend of mine that does that shit all the damn time. So that ain't nothing new.
Right. But I'm just saying, you know, just like, I don't know. I already hate people that complain. You know what right. I mean? So when you complain about the same thing more than once, man, listen, you better go solve that shit.
Right.
Gotta put some water on that damn shit.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't here smoking a motherfucker, just start complaining about the
shout
same
the
problem
pop,
and
bro.
Problem. Right, nigga? Yeah, shout out to John Witherspoon, man.
You better put some water on that goddamn shit. Like,
his voice used to get so high. Oh my God. That nigga said, Marcus. I heard that one.
See, that's why I loved him in the Boondock. Boys! That's why you're boys! Who the hell done hit the
geisha? Man, let me tell you about the Boondocks, man. Whoever idea was to have Uncle Ruckus, that is shit.
Oh,
that,
my God.
That person need to be a billionaire. That
I think Uncle Ruckus came about because of Clayton Bigsby.
Yeah, it did.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Look no further, fella. You found him.
That motherfucker looked in the mirror and was like, oh, damn, I'm black.
He was like, revitalize. How the hell you going to have revitalize, motherfucker? That's not even a damn disease, you dumb bastard. Like,
yo, he used to have lines for black people, man. That's say some shit.
Yo, wait. Remember the episode where he was trying to, like, exercise Think Meaner? Granted, people, listen, this is racist as hell, but it was so funny. He was like, he said, listen, there's only four ways to exercise an act. A whip, a noose, a book, a job application.
I remember when Huey was drawing on houses and shit, and he was like, I did that. He was like, you know, niggas can't draw. I'd be like, yo, like for him to be black and throwing shots at niggas, that shit used to be the funniest. Like, that's the most hypocritical shit I've ever seen.
See the episode where like they was telling his story, like how Uncle Ruckus' story. Him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yo, this is some far fetched ass shit right here.
Yeah, shout out to Charlie Murphy. Really shout out to Charlie Murphy for being in that jaw too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah!
Oh my God, man! I mean, them niggas try to kidnap Oprah.
Bro, listen, like that show,
and once Slur the Third.
Bro, like that show was like it wasn't before its time, but like it really—if you go back and watch some of them episodes now, you can relate that shit to a lot of the shit.
That's how you know what's crazy. Nigga. You know what's crazy? That's how you know something is like very historic. If you can go back and watch it and it still relate to today's world, shit is crazy.
And like, a lot of people didn't really pay attention to the messages in the Boondocks, though. Like, granted, it was hilarious. It was funny as hell.
That should have been canceled in today's world, nigga. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but there were so many things they hit on.
The fucking love.
Yep. There were so many things that they hit on. Where you would be like, damn, yo, like, now that I think about that, they was fucking right. I ain't saying they was the Simpsons where they guessed everything in the fucking world, but
right.
The Simpsons nigga, you guessed gay. Everything.
That nigga said, he nigga, said, you gay.
No, when he said, when Riley sat there and said, listen, he was like, look, he's like, I saw gay, so therefore I said gay. It's an astute observation. Like, and he was right. Like, he literally said, hey, I see it, this is what it is, and I said it. Like,
yeah, remember the episode they had the white guy? He was like, he says nigger every day.
Yep.
My nigger it is. What's up, my nigger? Yo, the nigger was going, yo, the white guy was going off, yo. I was like, man, this shit could not have been on now.
They hit that shit. Like, if that was on now in today's age, bro, like it just wouldn't have flew. And my thing is, like, even for us to drop it, and we are just referencing the episode, right? We're not even like coming at nobody. We just talk about how the show was.
Yeah.
That shit would have been canceled so fast, bro. Like,
it would have never aired.
It would have never made it. It would have never made it. And it's insane that shit that we grew up with would be considered, nah, we canceling shit today. We canceling shit today. Like, we right. This is not like, flying today.
Like, you know, Bernie Mac used to have a bunch of gay jokes back in the day. Like, oh man, it'd have been, I mean, he didn't give a fuck, so he'd have probably got through it, but man, the hate would have been real.
I mean, but at the same time, like, and I know it's kind of fresh, and I know people take it, everybody has an opinion on this thing, like the Dave Chappelle thing. I'm just going to bring it up. The Dave Chappelle thing, right? He sat there and said, y'all already paid me, though. And it's like, damn.
He said, y'all really did. Fuck about Twitter, because Twitter isn't a real place.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel what he's saying, and I do understand where those people, like, where people were saying, like, oh, this ain't cool from the community. Like, this is trash. But did y'all not know who Dave Chappelle is? Like,
listen, lucky Bernie Mac ain't alive. First and foremost,
do we not know who he is? He's going to say that shit regardless.
Right. They lucky Bernie ain't alive. Oh, man. He'd have broke the internet. He'd have had a special on Netflix saying some shit like that. Cause, you know, Bernie didn't give a fuck. He used to draw.
Bernie ain't care. Bernie be like, well, here's how this is, America.
He'd be like, see, he'd be like, my look. He'd be like, my little nephew, the little, I try to talk to the faggot downstairs.
He's a comedy, bro. And it's like, look, I wouldn't doubt if we were not about to get canceled after putting this shit up. But it's
bro, first like, off, just state the fact. First off, like, any, you know, we ain't got no fame, so any publicity is good publicity for us. Like, somebody gonna be like, hey, nigga, followers gonna go up out of nowhere. Hey, start another show, nigga. Let's try again. Somebody would, that should be crazy though,
bro. Like, but my thing is all this cancellation, right? All this canceling, this cancel culture is what we're gonna call it. That's what it is.
See, so
why is it now we all doing this? Like, where was this at years ago? Nobody was canceling shit like this years ago.
Why is it our culture that they're trying to cancel?
Man, let me tell you something. I would never understand this world because Zimmerman still walk around free out this bitch.
Yo, somebody said that Zimmerman walked so Kyle could run.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think about Zimmerman every time a black person dies. To be honest with you,
that brings me to something that's a little bit
energy towards Zimmerman. Like,
I ain't wishing no death on nobody. You know what I'm saying?
But that brings me to something that's a little bit more like off this, kind of like off script a bit here. I know we just talked about whatever, but. How can I just ask y'all a question? How do y'all feel about that shit? About like
the Kyle Rittenhouse
thing? Yeah,
I didn't follow up. Well, I wasn't following too much on it until like when he was about to go to court. But let me tell you something, man. When they gave him a day of recess because he did that fake crying shit, I already knew he was getting off, and that's the sad part. Yep. That's the sad part now when you know a motherfucker about to get off. You shouldn't even, you're not even supposed to have that mindset, but you know though, and you ain't wrong either. That's the sad part.
Mm.
That motherfucker walked right in that court and walked right out. Whoever that nigga lawyer is, man, I tell you. I thought the judge was in on it for real, if you ask me.
He probably was, honestly. But my thing on, is man. Like,
motherfuckers be killing people. Is, you could kill a nigga in front of a judge, and that judge would be like, not guilty.
Like, I'm just glad that this, like, not saying I'm glad that this shit's over, because I definitely believe that somebody's going to ruin that young man's life. Let's just keep it a bean. But you took somebody's kids away from them, you don't mess with the parents or with their kids.
Bro, Zimmerman did the same thing, bro, and they ain't giving no energy to him.
At the end of things, he kind of screwed himself over, if you think about it, because that man been through so many court things so far where he thought he was immune to the justice system.
But he had times where he got a couple people sent to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Just random regulars. He even tried to take Jay-Z to court.
What? Like, how you gonna take that man to court? That man got more money than the whole like damn near East Coast.
Because you know, years ago Jay-Z had said something about him in a song, and then you know Zimmerman started getting all the random hate, all the random hate. But you know that shit killed me. They wait till Jay-Z says something. To try to start harassing this man. Nah. I was in high school when that shit happened.
Mm.
Like, that shit almost about to be 10 years ago.
And I looked like him back then.
You say you look like him?
Yeah, with the shorter hair and everything.
Man, you gotta chill. You can't wear a black hoodie ever again.
That's what I'm saying. And man. I was drinking Arizona's like shit because I worked at Walgreens. So we got them 2 for $1.
You know, it's crazy. He walks so he can run. When it comes to wearing the hoodie on your head,
uh-huh.
It's not as big as a deal as it was before, you know what I mean, before the Trayvon situation happened, man.
There's a lot more cameras now, too, though.
Right.
They got smartphones. They got 5G and then,
you know,
now.
People just starting to understand, you know, it's cold. Motherfuckers just like wearing a hood on their head. Like, it's just, like, if you walk in a building, the first thing in your mind ain't, let me take my hood off real quick. Shit, if you ain't got a haircut, you keep your hood on for a reason.
Of course.
All right, I couldn't find a doorway. I'm going to just keep the hood on all day.
It's going to sound weird, but when I walk through the mall, I put my hood up because I just don't want, like, first off, the noise. Second off, the germs.
Yeah.
True. That is a fair point.
Yeah, keep my hair covered as much as possible.
You know? You ain't lying, man. I hate being recognized in the mall.
Boy, oh boy. I'm sorry. Like that. First off, that mall. Let me talk about that mall. And how
Not too much. We can't go too in depth.
No, not too in depth. All I'm gonna say is this. Can somebody please explain to me where these kiosk motherfuckers be getting this money from? Because them little kiosks is expensive as shit. Like, how do y'all afford this crap? Because I don't see nobody ever buying shit from y'all.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But I never see anybody buy nothing. Like, even the boys that be seeing the sneakers and shit. Like, I don't see nobody buying shit. Like,
even the dude that he come every Christmas time by the food court, he starts selling all the little sports shit right there next to the gift card. I never even see people buy his shit. You know what I mean? Like, people really just buy food, man. That's it. And go to Apple. That's it.
I mean, that's almost any mall now.
Yeah,
there's an Apple store in the mall, man. That place pretty much ring your whole mall for you.
You know what I mean? They need to always felt they need to have a better Apple store at King of Prussia. Like, for you to work at the best mall, damn near, that store is supposed to be a flagship. You're supposed to walk in that joint and be like, hey, that's it.
The tax-free one's too close for them to prioritize.
That shit, Suburban Square look better than King of Prussia, damn near.
Wow.
At least the front.
I mean, Suburban Square also isn't a nice up, like, well, I don't know if they finished construction yet, but a nice, like, remodeled area, too. Because they just did all that reconstruction over there.
Man, I remember, oh, my God, Jones would have loved it. We used to have free valet parking at the job.
Oh, bro. Oh my God. Yes, Lord. Yes, we did.
Nigga.
You just pulled up.
You talking about not worried about being late for anything?
Nope.
Nigga, you pull up right at the job. Get out. Appreciate you, brother.
That's it.
And then if you close, bro, no motherfucker.
They pulled the car out already.
They pull it up for you.
They already pulled it out and parked in front of the building for you.
Above and beyond out this joint, man. They used to
That's
yo.
Crazy. The one time pulled I did shit it, outside.
Bro, I'm not gonna hold you. The one time I did it, the bull pulled the car sure up, did. left the key there, right? He left. But he left a little note saying, hey, had to leave. I had to catch my ride. Here's your whip. I'm like, oh, damn. All right. Word. Like,
ain't nobody doing that nowhere, honestly.
Like, you can leave your car. People will leave their cars. I mean, Ferraris out front of Suburban Square.
Facts. Top down. Running. All that shit, bro.
Running. Coming for an appointment and then dip.
Out. Bro.
Like, nobody was touching them whips, bro. You was bold if you tried. Like, you were a brave son of a bitch if you tried. I'm just going to point that out.
Oh, my God. Especially Ardmore, because Ardmore is like a perfect small city itself. Mm-hmm. Like, everything, like 12 is up the block. You know what I'm saying? And it's just all nice people with money. Ain't no real assholes out there.
Listen, the one time is everywhere. Let's be honest here.
But you know Ardmore, they really out there. Especially now, because they renovated, like, they got all these fucking nice ass stores, put the parking garage out there. There used to be a regular ass parking lot in the back. They gonna put a
Shit, I do remember when there used to be a regular parking lot.
There was a regular ass small parking lot. They put a garage out that joint. Big ass garage too. Mm. God damn. No service in that garage.
Not a lick. Like, liquor service.
You know what's crazy? I never even had service when I went downstairs because I had Xfinity Mobile. That shit used to piss me off. Oh man!
Yo, I remember that shit.
All Wi-Fi.
Yo, I remember that shit.
Call me, I'll just FaceTime audio.
Yo, this man used to be mad. Yo, he's like, yo, how is it that I ain't got no damn service? I'm like, bruh, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm like, what is these walls made out of?
Concrete, motherfucker.
You ain't lying.
Concrete, motherfucker.
You ain't lying. Her tornado happened. I'm down there. I started to feel a little claustrophobic my first day when y'all gave me a tour. I said, nigga, where the fuck we going? Ain't no windows or nothing out here? Shit. Exit like a million feet away from you. No lie. There's no exit on that floor.
How? I had to go up the steps.
Remember Uncle Earl used to take the elevator? Yo, Jones, we had this manager. He used to take the elevator, bro. Like, We used to leave to walk back on the floor, have regular conversation with you, hit you with the Iron Man. I'll see you up. Like, where the fuck you going?
I swear, every Uncle Earl has that phrase.
Bro, motherfucker, get on the elevator like it's two floors or something. Like, bro, it's literally just some a few steps.
Not even. Not
be too cool for that.
Right.
Not even, bro. It wasn't even as a few steps. This boy said, nope, going down.
Every time. Back, I used to feel bad for back of house, though. Like, if they bought the wrong thing, oh, man. I'd be mad as shit. That's a hell of steps to go all the way up. They'd be like, oh, wrong color, some shit. Now you got to go all the way back down through that big-ass door.
Yo, speaking of old workplaces, this is changing subjects.
Oh, what you want to talk about, old workplaces?
Nah, nigga. Hold up.
I got a story, nigga.
No.
not about Apple, though.
But, like...
It was Starbucks. Man.
But, like, speaking about, like, just... Here's a question. Where do y'all see yourselves... within the next 5 years,
man?
Like, in terms of financial stability, career path, the whole shebang. And I'm not saying like the dream, you know what I'm saying? Like, not like the, oh, this is what I want to do, my dream job. Like, being realistically, even though dreams can become real, where do you see yourself within the next 5 years in terms of just your life?
Go ahead, Jones.
All right, so but next 5 years, I'd like to be an entrepreneur. Right now, I'm just trying to, like, leverage the current situation, maximize the benefits and take the profits and let the money work for itself. Mm-hmm. So looking into, like, passive income, crypto, stocks, that kind of shit. Set up some sort of, like, online storefront. That way I can do sales even when I'm, like, not actively working. I can still be generating income. And just try to, like, focus on supporting as many of my friends as possible. Like, I got people that are doing new clothing lines, shit like that, just supporting them, trying to make them successful. Just putting everybody in positions so they can, you know, eat a little bit better. Yeah, just being able to, like, work with my friends, be able to make money but have fun. Focus on, like, the passionate points of life.
I dig that.
Yeah, let me see. I'm about to be 28 next week. So in 5 years, I'll be, what, 33? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'll be 37. I would say 5 years, I would be... Hopefully, I will have... My goal is in 5 years to have my own... To have my detail business full-time going, making money. But that and also being a heavy into the stock market, making money off of that. Now, my goal, I will tell you this, my goal in 10 years is to retire. That's my main goal that I'm shooting for.
Retirement in 10 years, huh?
Yeah, listen, man, with this crypto and stock market, it's possible. It's just a patient game.
Yeah, a lot of places aren't taking cash anymore, so you got to, like, look to the future to what that's going to look like. More people are going to stop taking cash.
Right, and then, you know, and it's the little things like, you know, the Lakers arena was called the Staples Center, but they're changing the name. It's going to be called the Crypto Arena now for the next 20 years. You know what I mean? Oh. And they just invested like $7 billion fucking dollars into that shit. Like, so you already know that you can only imagine what they're about to do in the city of LA with the crypto shit. Fuck around, let you buy tickets with your fucking Bitcoin and all that type of stuff. And yeah, just getting ready for the future, man. Like, when I turned $100 into 10 grand with the stock market one time, I was like, man, I can... With patience and study and hard work on top of just doing a bunch of other things you could do to make money. Yeah. It's possible, man. But I never thought I'd be working at CSC too, though. So the one thing I will say is I have a good fallback job, worst case scenario.
Yeah, you already know what I'm trying to do. So it's not necessarily the main role that I have now, but like just getting this show to that point to where it's like, you know, this thing can be its own self-sustaining process, like, that's been a goal of mine for years, right? Like, I've been trying to get into radio and stuff like that for a while, and, you know, the radio gods have did not go in my favor, but having this is my outlet for that, which grows into whatever I want it to be. The stock game is for sure something I want to explore more of, because I feel like with the stock game, it's so beneficial to learn about that, and so beneficial to add that to a portfolio or anything looking forward to when you retire, right? Like, it's a great asset to have because you're preparing yourself for an ever-changing future, right? We don't know what can go down the line. You can have a 401k that can take a tank if a company goes through it, right? Like, you don't know how that's going to play out financially down the road to where it's like, oh, okay, I think I'm good. And in reality, it's like, nah, motherfucker, you ain't good. You trash. Like, sir, you thought you was good.
Man, it's crazy. One of my boys I went to high school with, he always been into like the stock market and the crypto, but with the coin called Shiba right now, he had bought it a year ago when it was real cheap. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he actually became a millionaire off it, which is fucking mind blowing. You know what I mean? So, but he just bought like his first house all cash and everything. He bought a Tesla and stuff. But that shit's crazy, man. Like, you know, there's so many ways to make money out here. You know, it's just
the fact of just pursuing it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just little things. Like, I worked with this lady named Pam. She was 70 years old at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, she told me she bought like fucking, what's the coat they used to wear at Suburban Square all the fucking time? What's the name of that brand?
What, the expensive ass jacket? Coat?
Canada Goose?
Yeah, Canada Goose. Oh my gosh.
What is it called?
Canada Goose.
John Pack used to wear that fucking jacket. It got the little nut ass.
What the fuck is a Canada Goose?
It's a regular coat with the little white symbol on the corner. Yeah, with the patch, bro.
With the red letters.
And again, I'm going to ask both you blasters this. What the fuck is a Canada Goose?
I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah.
But she told me. Right, but she told me she bought like Home Depot, Target. She was just naming all these stocks and companies that was like popping at the time. And she told me she bought them. Like, she had one stock she's been holding for like 30 years. You know what I mean? Like, just thinking that long term, you know what I mean? Like, she told me she had Apple, you know what I mean, for over 15 years. God knows how much Apple was 15 years ago per share. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, like, Apple having a split and things like that. Yep. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know. Like, the main thing is, you know, like, for me, my main thing, I'm about to be 28. My goal is mainly to be able to live on my own and have my own place before I'm 30. Like, you know what I mean? But it's totally okay if I don't, like, for some strange reason, achieve that goal or not. But that, honestly, that's my main thing. I just want to be able to get my own spot, be able to afford my own stuff. You know what I mean? But that's all it is. And, you know, my mom just turned 50 back in July. So, you know, just understanding my mom getting older, I just want to hurry up. And I don't want to say hurry up, but I just want to put myself in a position where I'm just making money in all these type of ways and my mom don't got to work anymore, to be honest with you. That's all it really is about for me. I don't mind working. I don't want my mom to work anymore.
I understand. Fuck that shit.
I'll tell you this right now. If I randomly get another 10 grand and I don't need to spend it, oh, I'm having a child. I'm popping one from the rip. Well, you never know. I might have one. I just want to have a little BR4, man. Keep
it going. A BR4. Oh,
yeah, man. That's it.
I understand.
But yeah, 5 years, man, that's I just want to enjoy my 20s while I still got them.
Yeah, I hear that, bro.
Yeah, but I think we'll all three of us be fine, especially like pursuing this podcast. Never know, this shit might be big as hell 5 years from now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can only hope and pray.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, if we get a little game plan where we could take this full time, like a year or two from now, while still doing it consistently already, man.
Consistency is key.
That's it. If we can figure out a way, like, you know, 2 days out of the week is cool, but if we can get to a point where we start doing, like, Monday through Friday type of shit, you know what I mean? Like how Gilly has $1 million worth of game and things like that with their little podcast. All we gotta do is get to that where we start making money to do it, and it's a decent amount. Oh, it's over. Oh, man.
So listen to all y'all listening. Don't give up on your shit. That's all we got.
Don't ever give up.
No, I don't. Things can change for a person in a heartbeat.
Man, you ain't lying, man.
The shit can change dramatically. Like, we over here talking about what we want to do because we just keeping it 100%. But the shit can change. Like, it doesn't matter. Don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing. Don't let nobody can try to control you. Right. Nah, fuck that. Fuck them. If that's what they want to do, fuck them.
And we have to spread, like, the word of investing. I remember when Jones was talking to me about it at his house, like, setting you up for that future. Like, people got to understand when you're in the stock market and investing, it's a long-term investment. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, some people obviously can turn $1,000 into this, da-da-da. But, you know, they got the money and all that shit. They, you know, if they lose it, they fine. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But, man, like, if you, like, Apple stock, man, listen, 5 to 10 years from now, I could only imagine. When that Apple car come out, oh, my God. That stock price is going to be through the roof. When you could buy an Apple car, ain't no way that stock going to be $100 per share.
Right. Well, you heard what they said was going to happen with the John, right? They said the John's supposed to be, like, autonomous. Like no steering wheel
by 2025. Nigga, that's around the corner. This year about to be over.
I'll get it. And you know it's going to come out the year before it, the actual year.
Oh, man. It's going to come out 2024. Oh, man. You know how they get down. That shit might come out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking random keynote out of nowhere. What the hell keynote doing?
Oh, we had it'll be like that every time. Oh, there's an amazing pre-orders thing
Christmas
coming.
Day. You know, of course, online only. You can't come to no store and buy no car.
No. They're going to be like the Tesla and Christiana Mall, bro, where they don't sell the car to you.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I did not know that Tesla does not sell the car there.
No, hell no. That's why I understand why they had the shit there.
What the fuck is the store there for?
They just there to set up
to talk about it, bro.
And you order it online.
That's
like,
it, bro. Literally.
Because the only Tesla store that I know of is in Devon, PA. Where?
No, nigga, King of Prussia got one too.
Really?
King of Prussia has a very nice Tesla store.
Because I know there's one right down here.
But you're right though, Devon,
in PA. Malvern.
You're right. That's on fire too, though. But this one right in the mall is actually couple stores down from the Apple store in King of Prussia, the Tesla store.
Oh, wow.
I thought we went in that joint one time, but we might have not. What's crazy? Yeah. We got to do a King of Prussia mall trip. I ain't done one more in a minute.
Yo, I've been waiting for somebody to say this.
I've
been telling Hussein we got to go.
I keep my Apple shirt in the trunk so I can get that discount. At the food court. Walking with that joint on my shoulder. Oh, yeah. So yeah. Whatever their Sukihana version is, let me get the discount, player.
Yo, like, I'm down, dude. I haven't been down there in forever, so I'm game.
Yeah, same. I just lost the game.
Damn.
Yeah, you're right. You already know how we get there. I'm gonna roll up for the ride and we gonna.
You know what I'm saying? For the one time.
All right, real quick before we end this shit.
Hold on, fam. What kind of TV you trying to get? I remember you talking about you buying a TV. You buying a TV?
Oh, my Lord.
You buying a TV Friday then?
I might. I'm thinking about it. I ain't gonna hold you.
Your best deal might be before Friday.
Yeah.
Walmart got some deal.
The prices are just dropping lower and lower, too.
You know they they ain't trying nobody being there Friday.
Nah, they ain't trying to risk that shit.
They trying to have an easy day as possible.
And you know that the models that they make for Black Friday are lesser quality too.
Right. And you still got Cyber Monday too.
Which is gonna be even a better deal.
So yeah, make sure you get a warranty on that shit.
Oh hell.
I got a 5 year on mine.
See, first off, see, my TV cost me down there $500. I love this little motherfucker right here. But at the same time, them Black Friday, I know them Jones is trash because one of my homies bought one 2 Black Fridays ago, and it didn't even last like 7 months. Now, granted, he had the 1 year warranty on it. It was a Samsung, right? Yeah. Samsung was Tizen. It's like Tizen or something like that. Whatever they're
who
little, it's called the Samsung Smart TV Tizen. That's what it was called. And the thing had a white line in it, right? Yo, but hold up. He put the jaw
that nigga bought a robot.
Wall. He literally put the jaw up on the wall. It had this big ass white line. It's a 65-inch TV. And as soon as they turned it on, big ass white line going right down the middle of the bitch. Got it replaced.
Unacceptable.
Got it replaced.
Mm-hmm.
Got another one. This time they didn't mount it. They just left the normal. Again, big ass white line going down the middle. I'm like, are you fucking serious? He's like, yeah, twice. I'm like, yeah, I would not be buying that TV no more, player. I think y'all should just let that one go at this point, man. Just ask them for a refund and get y'all full bread back because obviously,
shit, Best gone. Buy was probably like, so do you know refunds?
Well, they went through Samsung for it. That's where they bought it from. Oh. They went on Samsung's
website. Oh, yeah, well, website. You know Sam. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, you might get your.
Well, you'll get your bread back.
They probably, knowing Samsung, they probably give you ass a credit of how much it was. You want to get a different TV? Hmm?
Oh, so you hear you gotta be faster than that.
You know companies hate giving their money back, man.
Well, you gotta be faster than that.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
You thought you were getting this money back, motherfucker?
Hmm? Yo, Murray. Nah, dog.
You motherfuckers tried it. You motherfuckers tried it today.
They tried it and died it.
You here to get your money back? Hmm, well, guess what's gonna happen to you?
You done tried and died.
Motherfucker, you must be lost. Like,
facts.
You must be lost. You got the wrong the other day, player.
Like, yo, what size TV you gonna get, though?
It's gonna be for the living room. So probably like a 55, 58, maybe a 60, depending on how I feel. I mean, I'm gonna have to order the thing, but that shit ain't finna mock her. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Shit, depending on where you get it from, delivery free anyway.
I know.
I got mine from Best Buy. When I got mine from Best Buy, nigga, my shit is 75-inch. You know they ain't getting in my car.
True.
I said, nigga, y'all deliver? He was like, yeah. I'm like, all right. Shit.
Like,
you want this sale? You better deliver, nigga. Heavy ass TV. God damn.
You want this sale? You better deliver, motherfucker. Shit. I don't know where you're getting this shit from.
Right. You feel me? Talking about the warranty. You deliver? Oh, all right.
But real quick, before we get off of this, one more topic I wanted to cover real fast.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Them damn Cowboys is trash. That's all I'm going to say. And I'm
man.
Not
sure how they've ever been.
Man.
I mean, nah, wait. Because then, like, what my homie put down. So I'm at his crib yesterday watching the game with him. And this man literally sat there, put an additional 20 down for the Cowboys to win. They was down 6-19. I'm like, and it's the third quarter. I'm like, his wife even said, you're stupid. She's like, you're an idiot. He was like, no, I'm not. What you talking about? She was like, you are an idiot. The game is over. Why would you even do this? Bruh. He had the face of defeat when he lost that money. I'm like, what made you put... I would have bet on the Eagles game, which I was actually about to do, but I was kind of scared because the Saints is kind of dangerous than they want to be. Like, I'm like, bruh, what? You looking at the score. You're looking at the score. It's literally telling you this game is a done bun. It's a wrap. It's over.
And he probably saw the odds. An
additional 20.
He probably saw the odds. You know, man. You know these gamblers, man. Betting that on your phone now is a scary thing.
That nigga could have just bought Sheba with that money.
Hey, yo, talk to him.
You know,
I got 10 million shares of that shit right now. I dare that hoe to make a move. Oh my god. I'm like, nigga, I got a house for the podcast, nigga. We got a house for the podcast.
Mm. Brian in Calabasas.
Nah, we in Calabasas.
Shit. The gang in Calabasas.
You feel me? Coming to you live from the Basses.
Damn.
Where the chow is legal. It's actually on his way to it right now.
We got a special guest. His name is Drake.
You feel me?
His name is Drake.
His name is,
I think he Drake. Is the I think his name Aubrey, some shit like that.
Aubrey. You may know him from Degrassi.
You know what I'm saying?
He's like a boy in the wheelchair?
Like... a little ugly boy in the wheelchair. little curly head boy. You feel me? Drake was definitely one of them boys that was ugly as hell as a kid. You know? When he grew up, he was like, oh yeah, it's over. Mm-hmm. Got to make him pay.
Gotta make him pay, man.
You gave a light skinned nigga money. It's a wrap.
The Lord, no. We already know how they are when you don't get money.
Right, you gave a nigga the money and a Nike contract. Oh man. Nope. But yeah, them Cowboys, man, that shit. I'm just happy my Patriots won. Tom Brady's actually on TV right now, which is funny.
I mean, my thing is, I just want the Eagles won and they played great, but everybody getting on the hype train. Like, oh man, they're gonna win the playoffs. They're gonna not win the playoffs. They're gonna get in the playoffs. They're gonna win. Nah, man. Like, we gonna get in the playoffs for sure. We might pull away one game, but. There, with the way we play, like, granted, we're very run heavy right now. You can shut down a run game. Like, they gotta get the passing game figured out. And teams like Saints had one of the top best running defenses.
Yeah,
and we was slicing through them.
Facts. Y'all get paid y'all get paid before Friday, right?
Maybe I don't know.
Be real, I have no fucking clue.
They usually, well, depending on your bank, they usually pay you sooner because, you know, Thanksgiving.
This is true.
That bank holiday.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I might give my car note half the money.
That's what I'm doing.
So I can get this, let me know. I was going to say about the Sixer ticket. That's what I was about to say.
That's what I said. That's what I'm probably going to do. I'm probably going to do
that. Yo, send me the day again.
It's the 29th. Next Monday, actually.
Okay. Word. Well, shit. I mean, I gotta talk to work because, like you said, I might be a close contact.
Hey,
these niggas tripping.
That nigga gonna be in close contact at the Wells Fargo Center.
Best believe, because my shit was negative today.
Eating crab fries.
Yep,
eating crab fries.
My shit was negative.
Drinking like a $15 beer.
Hey, yo, Mar, you wasn't lying about the no cash thing, too.
I told you. I told you. Because I went to that Flyers game, and it was like, yo, which the Flyers won in amazing fashion on October 20th against the Bruins. It was amazing bullshit. But, dog, when I sat there and said they don't take cash anymore, I'm like, what? The girl was like, yeah, we don't take cash anymore. The only type of cash we take is tip form. We don't actually have cash in our drawers. I'm like,
they say that tip part with pride, though. Oh, yeah, yep. We take tip cash, though. Yeah.
But I'm like, well, I mean, damn, because I literally sat there and took cash out because I didn't want to use my car because I can get carried away. So I was like, you know what, let me just take out the cash. Whatever I use, and that's it. Shit. Man, listen, I was like, damn, I ain't used no cash, so I got to Xfinity Live. I was like, damn, I ain't did some shit here.
You know what made me mad, too, about the Wells Fargo Center? They be all strict with the mask shit, but soon you get to your seat, that shit don't fucking matter.
Bro, bullshit, because when we was we was there, nobody had their mask on. Like, literally, when you first walked in, it was with the shit. Soon as you got past, went and got your concessions, they ain't give a fuck no more.
Hell no.
You're not going to be able to control everybody.
Niggas is eating the whole time, right?
Niggas is even drinking, but my thing is, like, people going to the bathroom and shit.
Right,
like,
but they got so many signs up that say you have to wear your mask. That's the funny part about it. Like, everywhere you go, it's a mask sign. You know what I mean? But, But I'm ordering a drink, and I got my mask on, and everybody around me ain't got no fucking mask on ordering drinks. I'm like, what the fuck going on?
But see, that's the cool thing about going to the box, though. With the box, our shit
is there. You ain't lying. That's the only place we sit, my name. I can't be out there walking around.
Shit, because I'd rather do the box because, one, it'll be, one, convenient. Two, view. The price for it ain't bad. And three, the view. We can see everything.
Yeah. You ain't lying. I thought I was like, I thought the seat would be ass when I went. But I thought, oh, shit. No, I could see the world. Because, you know, I wear glasses. I am my glasses. Shit, didn't need them. Nah, man, the lights is bright. It's clear as shit when you in that arena. I don't know what it is. That should just become 4K. Mm. But yeah, we going, man. We're going.
Yeah, I'm down. I don't care. Like, we can, you know, the Dilly will be live in Philly.
The Dilly will be live in Philly.
And then the next episode, we're going to talk about how we went to the game.
Yep.
Bet. So listen up, everybody. On the next episode of The Real Dealer Talk, goddammit, there will be conversations about that game. The shit, they better not disappoint. LeBron probably won't be playing if he's suspended, right?
They play the Magic, I think.
Okay. Who the hell? Who we gonna see besides the Sixers? Obviously, who the other team we playing?
The Magic. I think it's the Magic. I gotta double check.
Man, on the 29th? Been shit since the 90s. Like,
that's why the Sixers better not disappoint, nigga.
Magic ain't been shit since the 90s.
They got Cole Anthony though. He's funny as hell in his interview.
And do they still got Markelle Fultz?
I think so. Oh, I watched a Cole Anthony interview the other day. He was they won. He was like, Cole Anthony, you had a good game. He was like, facts. 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 I was like, yo, when y'all get off the phone, y'all gotta look up Cole Anthony interview. Y'all are gonna be fucking crying. That shit is hilarious. He's from New York too. That's the funny part. I never seen a motherfucking interview like him. He's savage.
Mar, you also gotta look up that Russell Westbrook thing from last night.
Matter of fact, you gotta look that up first.
That's the first thing I'm gonna do as soon as I hop off here. As soon as we hop off, the first thing I'm doing. All right, so listen up, everybody. We'll have the next episode coming soon. Most likely it'll be after that game, because I kind of look forward to them box seats, to be honest. They got better seats anyway. They have a lot of seats. They contribute to the big folk. So, you know, us big niggas, we need to be in comfort, okay? We can't be sitting in these standard seats being squished and shit. We need to be in comfort.
Nigga, man.
But am I wrong? Am I wrong, though?
Hell
like
no.
Therefore, we need to be in comfort, okay? We can't be doing these tight little seats around the general
public. Right, you can't charge $20 for a drink and the seat uncomfortable.
I need to be able to lean. Like, I can't lean back. I'll be sitting there like, okay, well, my back hurts because I'm trying to fit in this tiny-ass seat, and I'm the size of two of these seats. So,
yo, if we get on the big screen, it's a wrap. Yo, I'm glad we get on the big screen.
The dilly.
You feel me? The dilly on the jumbo layup. Yo, matter of fact, before we get off about the big screen, when I went to the game, y'all remember Chris, the DJ that used to work at Apple, the Blackpool?
Yeah,
yeah.
That nigga was on the screen at the game, bro. I was mad as shit. That nigga was he had a floor seat. Oh, you? I'm like, okay, big money. That shit was crazy. Man. I was over there dancing, trying to get on the screen. They gonna put him on. I was like, oh shit. They ain't putting me on, obviously.
This nigga felt defeated.
Only one Apple nigga at a time.
Damn. This man felt defeated. God damn. But listen up, everybody. We'll be back to y'all soon, sometime next week. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do, honestly. It's gonna be after the game. So we'll look at the Facebook page. It should be out explaining when. Sean, Brian, of course, boys.
Well, look, we got Thanksgiving weekend, so we'll figure, you know, whatever my friends doing Saturday, Sunday, let me know. I'm off.
Man. But listen, boys, always a pleasure. We're going to keep this thing rocking and rolling. And yeah, we'll get everybody soon, y'all. Peace the fuck out.
Happy early birthday, Brian.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. Next Thursday, go down.
Still fucking young boy.
Go down. I want you to say that forever, though.
Nah.
Like, I don't want to turn 35, but you like, doing shit.
Man, will you get the hell off here? Like,
hey, this is my show. I just want to thank everybody for getting on my show today. The Billy.
God, don't listen. All right. Peace out, y'all. Have a good fucking night. Goodbye.
All right, bros.